Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee.
Hello, hello. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Marketing Espresso. I hope that you are well today. I am so grateful that you are choosing this podcast. I say that pretty much every single episode. Maybe I haven't been saying it actually, but anyway, if I haven't, I am grateful that you are here. I understand that there are so many podcasts that you can choose from. So the fact that you choose mine means a lot to me and I'm incredibly grateful. So today I want to dive straight into the topic, but actually before I do that, I want to ask a little favor of you. If you haven't already, could you please tell someone that you know that should listen to this podcast and get them to go binge listen? Don't just say, hey, listen to Marketing Espresso. Maybe tell them your favorite episode or the episode that you first listened to. In fact, tell me that. What is your favorite Marketing Espresso episode ever? I would love to hear that. I mean, I love hearing where you guys listen to it and you know, the tips that you take and if your favorite episodes are the ones that I do on my own or if they're with one of my beautiful guests. So be sure to give me that feedback. It actually, as a podcaster, it's really nice to receive feedback. So if you haven't already, reach out to me, say hi, leave the review, tell someone that you think could benefit from this podcast. That is the whole goal of it. So today I want to come to you and talk about this fear of falling behind because I think it's quite relevant for a lot of business owners, especially when we know that the landscape changes so quickly now and it's so hard to keep up because the world of digital essentially means that it's moving so much faster than what we were used to in traditional marketing. It was like, okay, cool. There's a new newspaper out. Let's try that. Are our customers there? And there wasn't all these huge decisions that we had to make about new channels or new places where we could market. Whereas now, what I find for a lot of my clients is they're constantly being bombarded with emails about buy this list or appear in our magazine or do this or are you on TikTok or, you know, you're not doing enough on Instagram and have you thought about joining this LinkedIn bloody buyers group? No, that's not a buyers group, like the interactive groups. And there's all of these things coming at us constantly and there's a constant opportunity. And the thing that I find, it causes a lot of overwhelm because we get this like FOMO of, well, if I'm not there, am I missing out? Am I falling behind? If I'm not doing this thing, what if my competitors are doing it? And, you know, like how do I stay in front of them and how do I stay relevant and and we look at all of these things and we actually forget to just bring it back to the one thing that actually matters. And that is, where is my client? And I can end the episode here now. No. So it's really important. Like, you know, I'll speak to a client. It's like, oh, I want to get in Lawyers Daily. For example, they're a lawyer. They want to get in Lawyers Daily. It's like, who reads Lawyers Daily? Other lawyers. Great. So is your client other lawyers? No. Why the fuck would you be there? And if it's to build, you know, some sort of credit in that space or build a brand in that space for other reasons, sure. But it has to be justifiable. If you're like, oh, I've been given this opportunity to appear in this random magazine that comes out worldwide and they say that they've got the readership of 100,000 people, firstly, do your research. Is that the case? And is it actually a magazine where you want to be in? Is there any kind of value that you think you can add worldwide? Are you trying to be a global business or are you really trying to stay in the Australian market or the New Zealand market? Or, you know, you're trying to breach out slowly into Asia? Really understanding your business goals and also making sure that aligns. Because there is this real fear of not staying up to date with the latest AI or the latest marketing channels and all of these things. And yes, we can definitely get caught up in the hype of I should be on TikTok because when TikTok released, you know, everyone was like, this is the next platform. And it's like, well, actually, it's really not, because if you look at the stats and numbers, it hasn't taken off like people thought it would. And sure, there are a lot of people on there, but if your client's not on there and if your client's not on there making purchasing decisions, then there's absolutely no need for you to be on there. And it's the same with Instagram or Facebook, or it's the same with Google Ads. If you're in a highly competitive market where a Google AdWords campaign is going to cost you XYZ, or why do you need to be there? If a brand new search engine came out tomorrow and you could guarantee your client was there, sure. I want you to get hyped and I want you to go and spend the time understanding, learning, and understanding how you're going to be the absolute early adopter of that platform. And people might argue, well, we don't know. We didn't know when, you know, Instagram brought out Reels. We didn't know how powerful it would be or not powerful for our business. But if that's the case and you're not sure and you want to do some testing around it, then make sure it's just testing and that you set parameters around what does the testing need to look like? How much are you willing to invest, including your time? And when are you pulling the plug? when is it successful or when are you like, nah, we tried that, that's not successful. Remembering that organic marketing takes time. So how much time do you actually have to invest to see if that channel works for you? And do you have the time at all? So there is a fear of falling behind, especially with AI. Are you not using ChatGPT? Are you not using it correctly? How can you use it? But the great thing about falling behind is there's always something else coming out and there's always something else you can learn. And it's choosing where your energy is best spent learning. And you're never too far behind to not just put everything down today and be like, I actually need to learn that. I need to see how we can use ChatGPT to enhance the efficiency of our business. I need to do an analysis of how we currently serve our customers and the customer journey that people go on and where we can add value. So you're never too far behind to start looking into something, but you also need to be really diligent with your time and your energy as to when you do start working on something. That is my little tidbit for you today, and I hope that's been helpful and thought-provoking. As always, reach out to me, say hi. I will be back in your ears next week. Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.